nuts. What is it? It's a crazy family series. That's what it is. Every Mother's Day, I launch into a family series. I do it from Mother's Day to Father's Day. Because I'm definitely going to preach about Mama on Mama's Day and Daddy on Daddy's Day. So I may as well go ahead and think about the family and the needs of the family those other several weeks in the middle. So that's the way I've been programmed, and that's the way I do it. We've got several phenomenal family series that have been put together, and you can get some of those out back. So we're doing one early service called Hallmark Moments, and we kick that off today. And this is a brand new series called Mixed Nuts. It's a crazy family in the Bible. I want you to take my challenge. You read the Bible. Many of you read it. You should all read it. But when you read the Bible, won't you see how many nuts are in the Bible? Say, crazy people. It's like, God, all you had is crazy people. And God's going, that's all I still got. Amen? So let's talk about it. A crazy family series. And if it's okay, I'd like to have fun this series. Can I laugh a little? I hope I can. Amen? Because I'm going to laugh. Here we go. Crazy people. Let's look at it. It's the family of Abraham and Sarah. And I'm going to not part. A lot of time Abraham gets all the press. Abraham, Father Abraham, you know what I'm saying? So he'll be in this some, but today's Mother's Day, we're going to talk about Sarah. All right? This is the matriarch of the Hebrew people. This is the grandmama of mamas right here, Miss Sarah. Let's look at her. Sarah! Here we go. Title of the message today is, can you say it with me? Crazy. Are y'all all right? Come on. Crazy mama! Anybody ever known a crazy mama? Just go ahead and lift a hand up. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Crazy mama, believe it or not, we're going to be in the Bible. It's where we park it. Amen? Come on, let's go with the message. Here we go. Sarah, some intro stuff real quick. Sarah, the mother of nations. The Bible says that's who you will be, the mother of nations. Kings will come forth from you, the Bible says. She's the wife of Abram or Abraham. Genesis 11:29, Abraham and Nahor, they took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was, say it, Sarai. Sounds like Sarah, doesn't it? Sarai. Keep going. She was barren, verse 30, but Sarah was barren. She had no children. Keep looking. She's one of five women mentioned in the Hebrews 11 Hall of Faith. That all those people mentioned in Hebrews, by faith, was five women that made it. She's one of them. She's commended two times in the New Testament. She's way back in the Old Testament. So when the New Testament comes along, she's commended twice. Once for her faith in Hebrews 11, verse 11, through faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Now, we're going to talk about that today. Now, that made it sound sort of simple. It ain't that simple with Miss Sarah. There were some issues with that lady. She was mentioned also in the New Testament for her submission to her husband. Boy, that's a crazy idea, isn't it? Are you kidding me? Look at 1 Peter 3:5-6. For after this manner in old time, holy women also who trusted in God, they adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as who? Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him what? Fellas, I wouldn't try that this afternoon. You both call me Lord, yeah, after you get knocked on the floor. Now, the whole idea is that she had respect for him, and God was speaking to her husband, and she followed her husband. Like most women would never follow a man. Because what God told them to do was crazy. I'm telling you that right now. So who was this crazy woman? Let's look a little more. Sarai is her birth name. Okay, that's what her mom and daddy named her. It means princess. Could you say that with me? Sarai means princess. Come from a seemingly well-to-do background. And these are some things I believe, and not me alone, other people who are far more intelligent in scriptural studies than I am. But this is what I believe. I believe she was well-cultured, Sarai. I believe she had a fine education. I believe she possessed a stately charm. I believe she had a gracious manner. And I believe this, and the Bible makes this clear as a whistle, crystal. She was incredibly what? Say it with me. Come on, church. She was incredibly what? Amen. No doubt about this woman was one knockout. I'm telling you that right now. Keep looking. God later changed her name. Say that word with me. Slightly. From Sarai to Sarah. Which is princess, still means princess, with the addition, mother of nations. And kings will come out of you. Not just kings come out of you. You're going to be a mother of nations. So her name now is what? All right, good. Y'all are with me. Y'all feel like this is crazy yet? Are we doing all right? It ain't crazy yet, is it? No. Here we go. So who was this crazy woman? God said unto Abraham, as for Sarai thy wife, thou shalt no longer name her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her. I will give a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of who? Nations, kings of people shall be of who? Of her. So, let's keep on digging. Now, help me now. Stay with me. Some of y'all are bobbing and weaving. Here we go. Come on. Here we go. Roger, where'd you get that woman? That's not family or nothing. Those would even be worse pictures. Roger! Talking about your family on Mother's Day. Here we go. Here we go, pop it up. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. Five things, not going to take forever. It's all crazy. Number one, God's crazy plan. God's crazy plan. I want you to see it. We gave a whole series on the nation of Israel. And this is where this all comes from. Israel comes from right here. Look at it. His crazy plan, Genesis 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from your kindred, from your father's house, to a land I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee. I will curse them that curses thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now this guy was in Ur of the Chaldees. He was well off, well healed. God speaks to this man and says, guess what? I want you to move. But where are we going? Well, I'm not telling you. You just follow me. Let me say something to you. That's a crazy plan right there. That's just crazy. You mean, wait a minute, let me get this straight. Now, I'm well off and I'm doing real good here and I'm real happy right now where I'm at. Everything's good, right? Mm-hmm. And you want me to move? Mm-hmm. And you're not even telling me where we're going. No, it's to a land I'm going to show you. It's flowing with milk and honey. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine a woman going along with this? Say, the husband comes home and says, you know, we're going, move, where are we moving? You got a new job. Where are we going? I don't know. We're just going. We're leaving everything, all our things, our people, everything, everything. So right out of the gate of this crazy family series we're going to start over these next few weeks now, is this God's crazy. But God is that way, isn't He? Has He ever done something crazy in your life? Say, amen? God does these things. And so Abraham followed him. So this was God's crazy plan. Let's move quickly to point two. Abraham's crazy, say it with me, scheme. So here he is, called of God, a supposed man of God, following God. You would expect him to be godly, right? Say, look what he does. So he has this crazy scheme, and Sarah goes along with it. Right out of the gate, when you're reading in Hebrews chapter 12, this hits you pretty quick. Here it goes. So Abram journeyed, following God, going on toward the south. And there was a famine in the land. And Abram went down into, help me, Egypt, to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. Hang in here with me. It came to pass, when he was come near to Egypt, that he said to Sarai, his wife, who's Sarah later, behold, now I know you are a fair woman to look upon. Sarah probably goes, tell me something I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm serious. Excuse me. Here we go. Listen. Therefore, since you're so pretty, it's going to come to pass when the Egyptians are going to see you, they're going to say, this is his wife. And they're going to kill me. But they will save you alive. Keep going. So, I pray thee, say, you my sister. This is crazy right here. I'm just telling you. That it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And it came to pass that when Abram was coming to Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, say it with me, that she was very what? Fair. She is just a knockout, a phenomenal looking woman. You've seen them pictures of them Egyptians women, stuff like that? They had some pretty women over there. And she comes to town. Whoa! Amen? So what's the scheme? Here's the scheme. He wants her to say, she is his sister. And here's the gist of the whole deal. He's saying, you're so pretty that when they see you, they're going to kill me. Put it up. Now that's some crazy pretty right there. You know you're pretty if they're going to be killing your husband. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Is this crazy? It's in the Bible. Did y'all know that? Say. So he comes up with his scheme, say you are my sister. And here's the kicker. She's 65 years old. And she is still irresistibly beautiful. Now, you know that's crazy. Ooh, y'all didn't like me for that, did you? I mean, come on. It's not like she's 18. She's 65. And, like my wife says, not only is she 65, she's been riding on a camel all the way from Ur. How can you be looking that good? That's a good-looking woman right there. Huh. You know what I mean? Keep looking. Abraham said, say, you are my sister. And technically, you think this is crazy? It gets crazier. She was. Technically, she was his half-sister. Look at Genesis 20, verse 12. And yet, indeed, she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. I just want to tell you something right now. That's just crazy. As far as I'm concerned, that's just crazy. Okay? You go marry your father's daughter, and he's your father too. That's crazy. Are y'all listening to me or not? Say, this is a bunch of mixed nuts. I'm just telling you right now. You might not think it is. I got problems with it. That's just crazy. Y'all agree with that so far or not? Say, you look like Daisy, you don't know what I said. They both have the same daddy and he marries her. That's crazy. I don't care, it's still crazy. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Something else crazy. A pagan, unbelieving king rebuked him for what he did. Look at the. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this you've done unto me? Why did you not tell me she was your wife? What's crazy about that is here is supposed to be the man of God telling the truth, doing the right thing, and here is an ungodly pagan man having to rebuke him for something he's done when it should be the other way around. It's crazy. 20 years later, here's something crazy. He did it again. And you know what? Sarah went along with it again. And did you do the math? She'd have been 85 this time. Come on, woman! Y'all want to know this lady's secret, don't you, ladies? Say amen. You tell me that 65, 85-year-old secret thing, I want that stuff. Amen? Isn't that funny, though? It's crazy. So, God, now just a couple of Batman points are going to pop up. Roger, use Batman imagery. Here we go. It's crazy how weak and faithless the faithful can be. Would you say that with me? It's crazy how weak and faithless the faithful can be. That's who God has to work with, is crazy people. You ever been weak and faithless in your life? Say, church. Yeah, me too. Let's keep looking. All right. Sarah's crazy scheme. Now, if you know your Bible, you know where I'm going. Here we go. That's the maid. See the maid? Just remember that. That's the maid. So Abraham had a scheme. Sarah goes along with it how many times? Now, Sarah has a scheme. Abraham goes along with it how many times? That was plenty. Hang on. Genesis 16. Now, Sarah, Abraham's wife, bare him no children. She had a handmaid, maid, an Egyptian, whose name was, say it with me, Hagar. And Sarah said unto Abram, Behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid, that it may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah. And Sarah, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband, Abram, or Abraham, to be his wife. He went unto Hagar. Okay? Had sex with Hagar. And she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarah said unto Abram, My wrong be upon you. What? I have given my maid into your bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and you. Hello? But Abraham said to Sarah, Behold, the maid is in your hand. Do to her as it pleases you. And when Sarah dealt, say it with me, hardly with her, she fled from her face. Now maybe this is normal at your house. It's crazy to me. Here we go. Crazy mama, here we go. Sarah's scheme. I know this is Clark talk. Here we go. She prostitutes Hagar. Call it what you want. Okay? But it was that way. I don't give a hoot. Just call it what you want. She prostitutes Hagar, her maid. Abraham goes along with it. Did you see the maid? No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. Abraham goes along with it. Okay? Anyway. Hagar has a child. Who's the child's name? Newsflash! 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 Middle East crisis begins. How many think the Middle East is crazy? Come on, raise your hand. That whole crazy situation. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I guess it came from a crazy family. You understand? Right there. Ishmael. Crazy mess. Keep going. So Hagar has this kid. Now Hagar becomes proud and unmanageable in her job position that she holds for the family. So what's Sarah do? Blames Abraham. I know I said do that, but you're an idiot. You shouldn't have done that. You ever do that married sometimes? You make a suggestion just wanting the other person to say no? You ever play games like that with each other? Say, huh? Well, this is a game that didn't fly. This thing, it didn't work out, I guess. So Sarah blames Abraham. And then Abraham shirks his responsibility. You do as you see fit with her. I have nothing to do with it. Sarah deals harshly with Hagar. Say it with me. Say it, come on. Crazy? Crazy? Crazy! I mean, I know y'all got some stories in your family, but you have to admit, this is some humdinger right here, wouldn't you say? Say. I mean, so far, the Egyptian sister thing, that was crazy. You know, and now this is crazy. All right, hang on, brother. Hang on, brother. Here we go. All right. Sound effects from the audience. Here we go. Listen to me, important. It's very difficult for a wife to submit to something she cannot see. Say it with me. It's very difficult for a wife to submit to something she cannot see. It's hard to follow when so little leadership is being displayed. Say that with me. It's hard to follow when so little leadership is being displayed. Abraham dropped the ball. Okay? Let's keep moving. Crazy so far, yes or no? Oh, we're just hitting the tip of the iceberg in his family. If you know your Bible, these people are crazy. Here we go. Two more crazy situations. Look at him. You know him? Raj. Oh, you don't know him? Okay, I'm just saying. All right. Abraham laughed at God. How many knew that Sarah laughed at God? How many knew that? Be honest with me. Now put your hands down. How many had sort of forgotten Abraham laughed at God? Oh, yeah. Yeah. We always remember the lady that does the wrong, don't we? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when Abram was 90 years old, and he's 99, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and you be perfect. Who, me? That's what I'd say. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply you exceedingly. He's how old? Somebody tell me. 99. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you. Thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name any more be called Abram, but now you're going to be called, say it with me, Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made of you. And I will make you exceeding fruitful. I will make nations of thee. Kings will come out of you, Abraham. And God said unto Abraham, as far as Sarah your wife, you shall not call her name Sarah anymore, but Sarah her name shall be. I will bless her. I will give a son of her. I will bless her. She shall be a mother of nations. Kings and people shall be of her. Say it with me. Then Abraham fell on his face and what? Now, I just want you to know, when you start falling down laughing, you're laughing. Shall a child be born of him that's 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who's 90 years old, bear? He falls down. He's not talking to Joe the plumber. This is God Almighty. That's crazy. Tell you that right now. And God said, Sarah, your wife shall bear a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant with his seed after him. Now let's look at something else that's crazy. Here's another crazy situation. Sarah laughed at God. So he laughed at God. Now she laughs. She's got to get her turn. Look at it. The Lord appeared unto him, to Abram, in the plains of Mamre, and he said in the tent door in the heat of the day. Verse 9, they said unto him, where is Sarah your wife? He said, in the tent. He said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, to say the least, and well stricken in age. It ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Y'all know what that means? We won't go there. Here we go. Therefore Sarah, say it with me, laughed. How did she laugh? Within herself. Hey, I tell you what, I think laughing, falling on your face in front of God like that, laughing on the floor, I think that's a lot worse than just laughing in yourself, don't you? Say. Come on, but she laughs inside of herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? I mean, look, I'm old, but have you seen him? This is crazy. This is in the Bible. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? Saying, shall I of surety bear a child when I am old? Keep going. But Sarah not only laughed, she lied about laughing. At least Abraham didn't do that because he fell right out in front of him. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Would you say that with me? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I'll return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not. For she was what? Afraid. And he said, no, but you did laugh. Okay? Crazy family or what? Say, oh yeah. I love this. And that's the beauty of God working in crazy families and in our crazy lives. Good things can happen. See, God's God and we're not. And that's the good thing when you know you're crazy. The Bible says this in the Bible to us, all is sin and comes short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. The problem with Christianity so often in our lives is we become Christians and somehow we think we're holier now. We forget, like Mama, the pit that she was dug from. She never forgot that. And she was a powerhouse for Jesus. We need to realize God loved us crazy people. Amen. Y'all got that? Say. Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. Yeah. He loved us crazy people. Amen? Some of us are crazier than others. I understand that. But here's the beauty. Out of this crazy family comes this crazy verse. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Say that with me. Is anything too hard for the Lord? One more. Can we just shout it out? Come on. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Wow. I'm like, this is crazy good. Amen? Good stuff. Keep looking. That leads me almost to the end of the message. God's crazy mercy and blessing. How can God work with people like this? You're crazy. But He did. You ever heard of Israel or not ever heard of the nation Israel say? You ever heard of somebody named Jesus say, who came through that nation Israel? You ever heard of him say? You ever heard of King David and people like that say? Huh? Moses and all those. You ever heard of those people say? See, God's amazing. God's a great God. Nothing's too hard for God. That's what I got out of my crazy message this week. Verse 1, chapter 21. The Lord visited Sarah as He had said. That's why I really like to stay with the Bible. I'm not crazy about people coming up and telling me what God told them. Because I don't know if God told you or you told you. But I know the Word of God, God said it. I can anchor my heart in it, my belief in it, and I can stand on it till hell freezes over. But what you say or what I say, I don't have a whole lot of confidence in that a lot of times. But I tell you what, you can take what He said to the bank. And the Lord visited Sarah, say it with me, as He had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as He had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age. She didn't hook up with the butler. Excuse me. Did it this way, just like He said. At the set time which God had spoken to him, and Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, that Sarah bare, called him Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham, say it with me, was how old? 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. And Sarah said, I love this verse, I love it. She knew she was crazy too. Look at it. And Sarah said, hang in here with me, God hath made me to laugh so that all that hear will laugh with me. Did y'all laugh today? Sarah goes, that's why I did it. Come on. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? Very graphic. For I have borne him a son in old age. Now, if you don't think God can do crazy things, I know this is a little crass, but you remember that image of that 90-year-old woman giving that breastfeeding that kid. Next time you think God can't do something. You hearing me, church? Yes or no? I have a crazy God. God has crazy mercy and grace. God is a great God. He is a good God. All right? So I love this. And I love this last part, and I'm done today. Say it with me. God made me laugh, so all who hear will laugh with me. One more time. God made me laugh, so all who hear will laugh with me. Amen. You want to hear something crazy? What is it? Nothing. More Batman stuff. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. The craziest thing out of all these crazy things they did, I think the craziest one of all is God. God does crazy things in our life. Isn't He a great God? Who would have thunk there'd be a man named Billy Graham preaching on TV in 1977, and a drunk woman in Rockingham, North Carolina, would be sitting in an old squalor house looking at an old TV, drunk. And God wanted to have a little fun. And that word broke through my mama's heart. And He wanted to rattle my cage a little bit. And I came home and she said, "We're going to church in the morning." Now that's crazy. Even crazier, she got up. Even crazier, I got up and went with her. Even crazier, we went back the next week. We've lost our minds. Even crazier, they loved us at that church. They welcomed us. Even crazier, the third week, my mama got up and walked down front and accepted Jesus. Even crazier, so did her hell-raising son. And He saved us. And you know even crazier than that? He wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. He forgave my sins and mama's sins and cast them as far away as the east is from the west. And He remembered them no more. And He called me into the ministry. He is crazy. Is anything too hard for the Lord, church? Say, nothing's too hard for the Lord. Let's praise Him this morning. Can we do that? Good stuff. Praise the Lord. Good stuff. I love this. Amen. Mixed nuts. If you think this was crazy, please show up next week. It gets crazier every single week. Crazy family. Amen? Come on, let's stand together. Thanks for being here today. You're a blessing to me. You must be a good church if I can preach crazy and we can laugh and at the same time we can learn. Amen? Did you get the message today? You got it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's good stuff. If you would, if you're here with us today, if you'll hang in here with us, I know it's Mother's Day, but if you'll hang in here with us, I like to have prayer, and then I like to be able to lead people to Jesus through a prayer that they can say where they stand. And we don't want to not let that happen today. Amen? I'd be a sorry preacher. I'd be absolutely a lunatic if I didn't share Christ with you today and give you a chance to respond. Father, bless this word to our heart. Oh God, show us, show some in this place today who've never seen before Your crazy mercy and Your grace. Oh God, speak to hearts, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.